VOA News, I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese health officials are reporting the number of confirmed cases from the coronavirus outbreak surpassed 70,000 on Monday, with the death toll rising to nearly 1,800. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports China says it may postpone its annual Congress in March because of the virus outbreak.
The National People's Congress says it believes it's necessary to postpone the gathering to give top priority to people's lives, safety and health. The announcement comes as the Chinese military dispatches hundreds more medical workers and extra supplies to the city hardest hit by the two-month-old outbreak. The Congress is due to start on March 5.
That is AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Meanwhile, two charter flights from Japan carrying Americans from a cruise ship where a coronavirus outbreak occurred landed in the U.S. early this morning. AP's Julie Walker has details.
The State Department says 14 people on those flights confirmed to them they tested positive for the coronavirus, but were allowed to get on the planes because they were not showing any symptoms. All the evacuees, about 340 in total, will be kept in quarantine for 2 weeks at two Air Force bases, Travis in California and Lackland in Texas. Meanwhile, officials in Japan say more than 450 people from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, at least 40 of them Americans, who are still there, have been infected with the coronavirus. I'm Julie Walker.
The Taliban appears confident it will sign a peace agreement with the United States by the end of this month to close the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A senior leader of the insurgent group told a pro-Taliban news agency the signing ceremony will be in Doha. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Angola today, where he is praising Angola's president for fighting corruption.
During his first 2.5 years in office, President Lorenzo has done great work to make it a ghost of the past. He's increased transparency. He's helped financial institutions clean up their books. And he's pursued bad actors. I'm optimistic that he will continue to liberate Angola from corruption.
Pompeo arrived in Angola from Senegal, where he started his Africa visit. The United States and Europe appear divided over the health of the transatlantic relationship following a key security conference in Germany over the weekend. Henry Ridgewell has more from Munich.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the U.S. was undergoing a rethink of its relationship with Europe and the continent must take charge of its own destiny.
15 years ago, we thought our values were universal, that we were going to dominate the world in the long term. And then I look at the horizon of 10 to 15 years, we're going to be increasingly pushed by other agendas and other values. They are emerging.
Macron said it was time to have a strategic dialogue with Russia. Moscow's foreign minister told the conference it was time to abandon the cultivation of the phantom Russian threat. Most European nations say Russia's invasion of Ukraine is evidence of the very real dangers. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
Syria's military says its troops have regained control of territories in northwestern Syria. The new advance, along with securing a key highway that ran through rebel territory, are set to facilitate movement between northern and southern Syria. Police say a Somali journalist was shot dead near Mogadishu Monday. Somalia has come under fire from rights groups over the harsh treatment and dangerous conditions facing reporters. Singer Elton John is apologizing to his fans in New Zealand after walking pneumonia forced him to cut short a concert in Auckland. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
An emotional Elton John had to cut short a concert in New Zealand after falling sick on Sunday. Fans in Auckland cheered in support as the singer broke down in tears before he was helped off the stage. John said he was diagnosed with walking pneumonia earlier in the day. That's a more mild form of the infection, but one that made an hours-long concert hard to finish.
And God bless.
The concert is part of the singer's Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, intended to be his last and consisting of more than 300 shows around the globe.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. For more news whenever you need it, go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.